Last fall, WHYY chronicled the story of a growing former agricultural town in Delaware that rallied around its high school football team, seeking its third straight state title. While reporting that story, we were drawn to the tale of the humble young man at the center of the team's stunning success. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Chris Barish tells the story of what he's overcome.
When Will Knight talks about football, the conversation doesn't revolve around himself.
Football, it's a great sport. You get to come out and prepare with your team and just grind it out and have a build a relationship with different people.
Over the last four autumns, Smyrna High football fans forged a special bond with Knight. He was the player who ran, fought, and led their beloved Eagles and himself into the Delaware sports history books. Listen to Mike Judy, Smyrna's head coach, talk about his special player.
He's a once-in-a-career guy. You know, he's the perfect package of athleticism, you know, work ethic, great character. He's great in the classroom. He's been an amazing asset to us, and I'm really thankful I got a chance to coach him.
Thankful indeed. The speedy, muscular halfback scored 119 touchdowns. That's nearly three a game, an all-time Delaware record. He also lifted Smyrna, which had never been even a football contender, to three straight Division I championships.
And welcome, head coach Mike Judy, and the 2017 Division.
Winning such lofty honors would lead many kids to carry themselves with a serious swagger. Yet listen tonight after his final triumphant game.
I'm honored to be able to play for Smyrna High School football, and to be able to play with the teammates. They changed my life and my mindset. They taught me how to never be satisfied with failure and just strive at everything with the best you can.
That's what Will Knight has always done. Fate has haunted and continues to haunt him and his family. But Knight has worked tirelessly to overcome hardship and heartbreak and be a good son, brother, student, teammate. Through it all, his modesty has become legendary. Social studies teacher Whitney Reed, who coaches the cheerleading squad, raved about Knight before one game.
He's just awesome.
He doesn't play the football star in play?
Doesn't play the football star at all. He's very uncomfortable when you make him the center of attention. Out here, it's a different story. In the classroom, at school, he's just Will.
So what makes Will Knight run? It starts at home, where Knight, the third of five children, was raised by his mother Yolanda, who struggled to provide for the family. But Yolanda showed her children how to prevail. The single mom earned a college degree and moved her family out of public housing. She got help from Habitat for Humanity. And Will said she was always there to cheer him on.
I look up to her, and I'm proud of her because of how strong she is. She's very supportive. She worked countless hours of just nonstop working and making sure that we're okay and have everything that we need.
Before Knight's final high school game, Yolanda said she didn't anticipate her son's success.
Him and his other brothers used to go out on the field in the backyard of our home, and they used to just throw the ball around, but I just never thought it would grow to be such a big surprise like this.
On the gridiron, Knight battled several injuries this season, but he always rebounded to carry the load. In the season grand finale in December against rival Middletown, he scored three TDs and passed for another as the Eagles completed their third championship season. Knight received several scholarship offers. He initially committed to the University of Delaware, but ultimately chose Old Dominion in Norfolk, Virginia. He hopes to major in physical therapy. He announced his choice on December 20th in the Smyrna gym, surrounded by his family, including 22-year-old brother Wade, a former Smyrna athlete who owned a moving company.
This is mainly for my mom, so she wouldn't have to pay for college. It's for you, Mom.
Yet that day ended in tears. About 8:30 p.m., Wade Knight was speeding on a back road near Smyrna when he lost control of his car and struck several trees. Wade was pronounced dead at the scene. Coach Judy said Wade's death was devastating.
That day is it's not a day we'll ever forget. It's the ultimate swing in emotions. We're happy for him, and you know, we have the celebration, and then, you know, for tragedy to strike like that, it was rough break.
The Smyrna community rallied around the Knights, helping raise money for Wade's funeral. When WHYY interviewed Knight at school in late March, we agreed not to ask about his brother's death. His mother and school administrators said it would be too painful. But Knight, who wears a medallion with his beaming brother's photo, brought up Wade, who was known as Boo Boo, while showing us his tattoos, including one dedicated to his big brother.
And it's two stars, and then I got two goals. So his goal was to make his moving business a multi-billionaire business. So my goal was to get to the NFL. So it's two stars and one reaching out to always remind me that he'll always be with me.
If Knight doesn't make it in the pros, he hopes to work in a sports-related field. But no matter what, the humble superstar will keep running, striving to reach the end zone. Chris Barish, WHYY News.